Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a crazy ride? You're on your own, it ain't right. Something's gotta give in tonight. Together we can to the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. Oh, if only we could see how to bring humanity to a point of clarity. Lucky you listen to me, I know the game, I've lived it well. Forget the shame, let's show and tell. This world is ours, no country fame. Our earth belongs to just one name. You'll find it in the heart of light. Bring the light and fight the night. So close your eyes and connect to me. Don't second guess, it's destiny. Together is the place to be. If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. You think we oughta? Now that we've got a strong connection, see the screen, eyes like projection. I know this life is not so easy, so I give thanks to little
easy. If
it's the truth, like so ironic, sharing comments and hit that chronic. And many others come to find there's more to life than what's defined. The clock is ticking, there's so much time to free the soul and write the rhyme. Start searching high and read the caption. This is now your call to action. If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? I said together we can walk into space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can do anything. Together we can.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays with your host, the Dream Teacher. Thank you all so much for coming out this evening. I'm very, very excited, as this is the first of three specials. We'll be literally taking time into our own hands with these three series. I'm exploring each element of it. There are three elements that time comprises of. We have past, present, and future. And today, we are going to be focusing on the past and really letting go of everything that's happened this past 2009 year. It's been one heck of a ride, I'll tell you that. At least for myself, I've been all over the place. So, in lieu of such a crazy year, I'm definitely going to be doing some forgiving. And it's a little mini representation of what my friends and I do. We do burn box nights. And every so often, we'll get together and we realize that we've all had such a tough time. And we want to share in that together and really just, you know, consciously bring it into our awareness so that we can just let it go and experience the feelings from it and just let go and love it and love everything that's been offered to you, as you should view it as an offer and an opportunity to open new doors. So we will be doing these past regressions. To give you a little bit of what we're going for here, I was inspired to do this after reading an amazing, amazing book, Being in Balance by Wayne Dyer. Wayne Dyer is an excellent author, and I highly recommend any of his books. His most popular ones are about miracles and letting miracles be. Let me look here just to give you a little taste of what he projects out into the world with his writing. Oh, wow. There's a lot of other books. I think they might be in the front. Well, regardless, he has amazing, amazing books. And each little, the one that I have right now is like a little cliff note of the versions that he felt. They're phenomenal, phenomenal. Again, Dr. Wayne W. Dyer, excellent, excellent author. So, in lieu, after reading this book, I decided to just write what came to mind after writing and taking a bunch of my own cliff notes. I decided to take a look at what I resented in my life and how I decided to love and forgive them. So I'm going to share that with you after our 11-11 wishes. Again, we do 11-11 so that we can all become consciously aware of our wishes. And by bringing them into others' awarenesses, we can really push them out into manifestation and really get a strong foot into bringing that into your own physical reality. Because everything that you desire exists right now. It's just how are you reflecting it at this moment, and where will you be with it? If you are in subconscious resent to it, and it doesn't even agree with, you know, your daily habits, you really need to realign yourself to those feelings. You need to feel as if you already have it, because you do, if that is what you desire, whatever your desire may be. And that's the beauty of it, is that it can be absolutely anything. I want to welcome everybody. Let's see, Charisse, hello, honey, and thank you for coming through. And Camara, Luke, hello, buddy. Thanks for coming through tonight. I'll be saying hello to everybody else that's coming in and out for the show tonight. I think I might send out a little bit of a text message so that people remember, so I might do that for the 11-11. That's my wish. And I can make it happen right now. But yes, again, thank you all so much for coming. I hope you are here to learn and to create a better future, as that is what we're doing here. Now, I did want to talk about addictions. Addictions are something that an addiction will tell you that you'll never get enough of what you don't want. And addictions of every description are vehicles that people board in order to get someplace higher, more pleasurable, more peaceful, more tuned in and turned on, and so on. But if you're already aligned with this energy, then it's obviously unnecessary to climb aboard any vehicle headed to a place where you currently reside. So with that being said, I think that if you've accomplished, you know, the addiction and you are in every moment of it and you just feel that it's never going to leave, then it's definitely time to realize that the addiction is no longer needed. Let's see, as Ralph Waldo Emerson, one of my very favorite authors, put it, the remedy for all blunders is love. If you love every addiction that you have, if you love every aspect of that addiction, I guarantee that it'll start to diminish in your life, and it will no longer become an addiction. It will be something that you've learned from and that you've gained. It's just a vehicle. It's that vehicle to get you to a higher place in your own mind. And it's something to notice that love does cure. Love cures the ones who receive love and the ones who give it, too. very nice quote by Carl Menninger. This book is providing me with amazing insight. I'm so blessed that I received it. Thank you, close friends, Ellie and Zara. Thank you so much for giving that to me. Infinite love and gratitude again. Thank you so much. It has helped me in many, 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 many ways. All right, well, it is nearing the wishing hour, the minute of oneness. And as it approaches, I want everybody to consciously think in group consciousness. We're all residing here together. And start thinking of your wishes. Hold them right in your frontal lobe of your awareness so that we can all resonate together in our own wishes. And my wish for tonight is for a bunch of people to come through and to share with us this past regression of this year and even their whole life if they really want to, if there's something that they just really need to get off their chest. So, happy 11/11, everyone. Happy wishes. I love you all very much.
When I lose all sense of time, there's no place I'd rather find. Starting with Dimension 3. It is now time for all people on earth to realize there's more to life than what you see with your physical eyes.
I know, right?
When I lose all sense of time, there's no place I'd rather find. Can you feel the beat? It runs through your feet, and without it, the song would be incomplete.
I know for me, one of the things that changed my thinking about time very much was the electronic music.
Climb. It's procrastination is just an added benefit. And if it turns out good, then good. If it turns out bad, then it's still good, because it's another opportunity for you to grow and for you to manifest what you truly desire instead of something that's, you know, half-assed. So what I decided to do was write down everything I resented for, or that I resented. And the first thing I resented, I'll just tell you the statement and tell you what exactly I said afterwards. I resent my parents for not giving me the opportunities to succeed. I was very much in resent towards them. You know, there's a lot of things that I wanted to do with my life, and I felt that they held me back because they couldn't provide those opportunities for me. And I held against them for that, and I was very upset. So I decided to forgive and love. I love and forgive my parents. I love them for doing their best for me, and forgive them of anything that they or I think that they didn't or couldn't do for their son. I love my parents, and I forgive my parents. And it's just a relief. It feels so good to be able to forgive myself and forgive them of something that I held inside for so long. It's such a beautiful relief. Let's see. There's a couple of them. There's some big resentments in my life. I resent one of my ex-boyfriends, Nick, for distracting me from receiving a higher education. I went to school with him, and we roomed together, and it was the most amazing semester of my entire life, except for the fact that I spent all of my loan money and all of my time concerned about, you know, recreational affairs, and I wasn't really concerned with school at all, and it wasn't even in my main focus, and I resent him for that. So I want to love and forgive Nick. I love and forgive Nick. I love him because he was a wonderful companion and helped me become in tune with a part of my own self. I forgive him of the distractions, as it was myself that wanted to be with him more than going to school and class. I love Nick and I forgive Nick. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, infinite loving gratitude. I'm so grateful for that opportunity. And I'm very grateful for my parents as well. Now, the next huge thing on my mind and that I resent my debt and all things debt includes, you know, the collectors, the bills, everything. I resent that to the max. And I want to release it. So I love and forgive my debt. I love my debt because it has given me the opportunity to take responsibility for my actions and to help create better decisions in my future. I also love my debt because it helped me live a life that at one moment I truly desired, to live without any ties to the physical world and to help allow my spirit to develop so that I may become consciously aware of the power of my decisions and actions. I forgive my debt for making myself feel worthless and for bringing my ego into the picture, truly only holding my own self in debt. I love my debt for bringing me to this realization and for every other experience it brought in my life. I love my debt. I forgive my debt. Oh my gosh, infinite love and gratitude. That one just releases so well with me. It's such a powerful one. Oh my gosh. Yes, I know. I know you feel it too, Char. Definitely love and forgive your debt. And if it helps, write it down. Write down, you know, what you resent. And it's such a wonderful tool. Just write down and say, I resent, you know, such and such. And, you know, say why it does, because it's important that you understand why you resent it. And when you can understand it, then it's much more easy for you to love and forgive yourself from it. And that's all you need to do. Yes, school debt. I have lots of school debt. Let me tell you, I've got $30,000 over in debt right now. And I love it, and I forgive it. It's a beautiful opportunity. I mean, hey, if I didn't have that, I might not even be right here where we are tonight. So I am very, very grateful for that fact. Also, there's one more big thing, and it concerns relationships. I resent all the guys that broke my heart for making me hurt and feel as if I wasn't good enough. I love and forgive the guys that broke my heart. I love the guys that broke my heart because if I still remained with them, I would be unhappy and not continuing on the path that I chose for my life to be fulfilled from. I forgive the guys that broke my heart from hurting me and leaving me alone by myself. I love the guys as well because if they didn't break my heart, I wouldn't have a strong self. I love the guys that broke my heart. I forgive the guys that broke my heart. So, whew, infinite love and gratitude for that as well. It was a very unique learning experience. And every single one always is. I always fall for the ones that I shouldn't. I definitely know that. So, if you would like to share this with you, I highly recommend you call in and tell us some of the things that you resent in your life, and we will love and forgive them together, and we'll just figure out, you know, how we can make it better. That's what we're doing. Now, what we want to do is really bring them into conscious awareness, and for the sake of imagination, we will be burning them, and just imagine igniting each thing that you resent into a beautiful flame of opportunity, a flame that is only yours. Only you can have this one true flame. Again, I invite everyone to call in. The number is 646-727-2870. And again, it would be beautiful if you could call in or raise your hand so I can pick up on you. Let's see here. So those are some of the things that I resented and that I really wanted to get off of my chest this year, because there are things that have been blocking me down. I really wanted to get rid of that ego self. I wanted to make sure that it's not coming in the picture anymore, only in the sense just to protect me from anything that I need, is that that's what it's here for. I'm thinking about sharing some inspirational lines and quotes with you so that we can really get these forgiveness statements pumping into manifestation and really getting the energy out there and starting to feel it through everybody. I mentioned the statement last week. Oh, hello, Luke. Thanks for joining us. Finally, you're not sleeping anymore. we only got two people in the chat. Oh, hopefully you guys will do well. Again, if you want to call in, 646-727-2870, and call in to release your resentments. Release your resentment on air, and we will heal them and turn them into beautiful flames of opportunity. I think I'm going to do another little song for you. Usually, like I said, when I play a song, it brings in different energies, literally, and brings different people to the table. So oh my gosh, I absolutely love this song. It's so good. We're going to play Fireflies.
If 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell. shot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed, a disco ball is just hanging by a thread.
Now, we can pretty much do whatever you would like to achieve
through hypnosis and through the experience. The main ones that I like to do are we do hypnosis to quit smoking, as that is a personal goal of mine, as well as hypnosis for weight loss. I know that's a big one, and I actually did a weight loss hypnosis just this past week, and it was wonderful. Great, great, great new techniques. And I found that in the process of that, I was really aligning myself. And it's very unique. It's very, very much a complete different process than you would ever think. What we do is we actually align your daily habits so that they match your desire. And if your desire is to be in a healthier body, one that you feel way more comfortable in, and if the weight is the problem, or if an addiction is the problem, or if there's some psychological deep-rooted problem, we can definitely get to the bottom of that with hypnosis. It's such a powerful tool. It really, really helps us dig deep into things that the conscious mind may not be aware of. Hence, you know, conscious awareness and shows of awareness with the Dream Teacher. I'm trying to get a bunch of new customers on Keen. So if you do decide to schedule an appointment with me on Keen, definitely have a special offer for you. So please take that into consideration. And again, give me your email address so that way we can hook you up, because that's all I want to do. I just want to help you guys, and helping you help me is the best way to go, I promise. Okay, let's see. So again, we're talking tonight about our past and things that we want to get rid of. So if you're calling in tonight, again, the number is 646-727-2870. And I will be doing readings for you. If you have your birth time available, and if you know it, and your birthplace as well as your birth date, I can do a special chart for you, a human design chart, which is absolutely wonderful. It tells you kind of what your strategy in life is, what type of person you are, and how to approach things in your own life. It's a really, really cool tool that I am so excited to start getting in the process. But I do have to start raising some money here, because it is a very expensive program. I definitely already ran out of my free trial version, so got to work on that. So, again, if you're calling in, we're going to talk about things from the past and things that you want to forgive and let go of. So, let's see, we do have a caller on the air. Area code 440-667, you're online. Please tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Name, and you know where I'm calling from.
Well, hello, darling. How are you?
I'm alive. How are you?
I am fantastic. All right, now tonight is a special show. We're doing past forgiveness. So I would like you to at least name one thing that you have resented in your past, in this past year.
In the past year?
Yes, sir.
Dating my ex, Tyler, I really regret that.
Really? Now, how come?
Because he was 16, he used me for nothing but sex, drugs, alcohol, rides places, my money, everything.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds so bad. Definitely that mouse eating away and taking away from you. Well,
yeah.
Now, what you need to do is you need to love and forgive it. And I want you to say that you love and forgive your ex-boyfriend.
But I don't love him.
You need to.
Really, I don't. Like, if he was here at this party, like, I'm in Chardon right now at this party. If he was here because, like, my friend's sister knows him, if he was here, he would have already went through the window.
Oh, my. Okay, well, I definitely...
Like, you have no idea, Brandon.
Oh, I understand. Trust me. I have some people that I definitely would want to ring if I saw them, but, you know,
like,
I learned to love and forgive them, so that way my own self can be
But
open.
I can't love him.
Okay, well,
but
how
I
come?
Can.
Why
Tyler.
Not? Why can't you love him?
Because because tonight's show is about past shit, you know, and like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's whatever. Nay's not even paying attention to me, so.
Well, listen. Okay, let me tell you something. Fear is a feeling that grasps and hangs on. And what you're doing is you're hanging on to those past feelings. There's no point in hanging on to them because they're only hurting yourself. You don't live in the past. You live right now.
Exactly.
You live right now. There's no point in hanging on to those fearful feelings. So what you need to do, what I advise you to do, is to love and embrace every feeling that he made you feel because they brought you to where you are right now. And once you embrace them and let go, you will understand that it is something to learn and grow from. There are aspects of that relationship that you did love at one point. So what are some of those things that you did love when you were dating him?
wow.
There's got to be something. There has to be something.
Hold on, I'm thinking.
I know you can do it. Come on.
What? Huh? Do what?
I know you can think of something. What is it? What did you love while you were dating? Why did you even date him then?
Because I needed a boyfriend.
Because you needed a boyfriend. Well, okay.
Yeah, because people don't understand me, okay? Like, if I am not in a relationship, okay, I make everybody's life shit. Like, no joke. Like, if I am not happy, nobody else can be happy.
Honey, that's
and
horrible.
I got a boyfriend so that I would be happy. And
that,
I wasn't.
Okay, now, let me, in my opinion, I feel that that is a deep-rooted psychological issue. I feel that has something to do with, it can always definitely be led right back down to parents, but it also deals with what you have surrounded yourself and how you have dealt with your friends and your close companions. Now, when you're not happy, nobody else should be happy. And
exactly.
That's definitely going to bring into manifestation. You'll see it around you. And that tells me that it really reflects upon what you are bringing into your own life, and you'll notice that you're not happy when others
God,
around you.
I'm supposed to let me kill it.
Did I let you kill it? Fuck.
Sorry.
Exactly. It's okay. Now, what I think you need to do, you need to love and embrace being alone. You need to love being alone and by yourself, because when you do, you really let go of those feelings. Love lets go, and fear grasps. So if you love those feelings, they will be let go, literally. I'm not kidding. This is very, very, very simple. It's so easy. All you need to do is just make that statement. And that's why you've called in, because it is a very powerful thing to be able to put it out here, and especially with this action of the
this
radio
show,
you are putting it into action. But you need to state. You need to state that. Say it with me. Say it after me. I love being alone.
I do love being alone, though.
Exactly. There you
like,
go.
Like, I love it. Like, I love being single, but then again, I don't. Because, like, if I'm single and I go around and have sex with people are going to fucking think of me as a whore, and I'm not a whore.
Yes, that is true sometimes, but you need to
like,
make
I'm almost.
That.
I'm almost 21 years old, okay? In the gay community, that's like 30, okay?
Oh.
Like, I need to find a serious relationship soon because, like, I'm, like, getting old.
I'm almost 21 years old. I'll be 21 in 2 months.
You're 21 years young. Think about it that way. You're only as old as you feel. And if you feel old, you may be an old soul.
I have two nephews.
I know you do. But
like, I feel old. Like, I feel like I'm 40 years old. My back is shit. Everything on my body is shit. Like, I have aches and pains all over.
Listen to what you're saying. Oh, my gosh. This is so beautiful. I'm so glad you called in with this. You have complete control over how you feel. You may be an old soul, which I believe that is true, because I am myself. And most gay guys are old souls. They are. And they've been here for, you know, thousands of years, quote unquote. And
I mean, like, I know I have, I know I've had past lives. I know that because, you know, I know this shit.
Yes, I know you know. And you need to embrace that. If you're an old soul, then take advantage of it. Take advantage of being around for a long time and make those conscious decisions to change it. That's why you're here this time. You know, there's going to be some really, really wonderful things happening in the next few years. And we should feel blessed to even be here. And
I hope there's a couple fucking few things new this year or something like that.
Oh, my God.
In the next couple of years, period.
Well, 2010 is going to be a year for hard work, and it's going to be a very good year. The year after that is going to be complete bliss, and then 2012 is going to be a year of miracles and changes. So you have a lot to look forward to, and you have a lot of work to do yourself, Kevin. You have so many things you have to go on, and if you can't free yourself from your past, then you're going to be stuck here forever, and you're not going to evolve with everybody else. You're not going to go to that next path if you don't love and embrace everything and embrace all of your true self. Because, again, that's what we're here. That's what we're here to do, is figure out who we truly are. And
but as a Wiccan, I do know that, like, I have to change my past and do all this shit. I do know this.
So let's do it right now. State right now, I love my past and everything it has offered me.
I love my past and everything it's offered me.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Did you feel that? I can feel it right now. Like, it's so powerful. Now, listen, what do you love about your ex-boyfriend?
I don't know. The fact that he was there for me when I needed him, basically.
Oh, see,
just
that's so beautiful. That's
just
so beautiful.
That, though. Nothing else. Just that.
That's okay. That's okay. And you know what? He was there for you, and you weren't alone, and that's, you know, that's what you wanted. You wanted to not be alone, so you got exactly what you wanted. But in some respects, you know, you felt that, you know, you had to give away stuff in order to get that. And now you need to know that you don't have to give part of yourself away just to have somebody there for you. One, I'm here all the time. So, I don't know what you're bitching about. And two, you always have yourself, and you can always count on yourself. And, you know, your spirit, your God, whatever you believe in, it's always there for you too, as long as you believe in it and you have something to believe in. exactly. We're hitting something good here. I feel it. So, is there anything else that you resent and that you want to forgive? Oh, okay. And also, you need to forgive your ex-boyfriend and state that you forgive him and what you forgive him of.
See, I will only forgive him when he apologizes to me for using me.
Ah, okay. Now, I understand that, but I think that if you were to be the bigger man and to forgive even without knowing, I think that's going to resonate well with you. For example, I stated earlier, and I'll say it again, actually, my statement. I resent all the guys that broke my heart for making me feel hurt and as if I wasn't good enough. I love and forgive the guys that broke my heart. I love the guys because if I still remained with him, I would be unhappy and not continuing on the path that I chose for my life to be fulfilled from. I forgive the guys that broke my heart from hurting me and leaving me alone by myself, which in turn makes me the guys as well, because if they didn't break my heart, I wouldn't have a strong self. So I love
exactly.
And forgive.
Exactly, that's how I feel, though. Like, that is exactly how I feel.
Beautiful. Okay, now you need to state it in your own words. We need to hear it, and you need to create it. Because we're here doing this together, buddy.
See, but, like, I don't know how. Like, I hate the kids so much. Like, you guys don't even know. Like, I hold grudges, like, for real. Like, I hold grudges. Like,
that's
if somebody pisses
up.
Me off, like, to no point, I will hate them for the rest of my life.
Oof.
Like,
yeah.
Nobody knows. I like, there's people who I used to talk to in high school that I don't talk to anymore because I hate them with a fiery passion.
I think that's definitely keeping you locked up in those hateful feelings. And you're going to bring into things that you hate in your life. Just because you hate that, you're like, okay, that's what I hate. And you're going to bring it into more, since it's so passionate.
Why would I bring in hate? Why? Why would I bring things into my life that I hate? I'd rather keep them out of my life.
Exactly, and you need to love the things that you hate. Because in knowing the things that you hate, you actually recognize them and you can manifest what you truly desire instead of things that you hate. Because you're going to keep coming up with the same relationship over and over and over again. How many times have you been used like that?
A couple.
A couple, exactly. And you hate every one of
literally,
them.
Literally, I have had just two relationships that have used me. The one before Jim... The one before Tyler, Jim used me just for a place to stay and, you know, for a place to live, free food, free money, everything.
Wow.
And, yeah, like I've had two relationships just like that. And since then, I have not been in a relationship since Tyler.
All right. Now, so you desire a successful relationship, am I right?
Yes. I need somebody that's going to be there when I need them, that I don't have to fork over all this money and all this shit just so they can be happy. No, that's not how I am. It is a team effort.
Yes, it is, very much so. That's what a successful relationship is all about. And now you really want somebody that's going to resonate with you and be on the same frequency and somebody that you can learn from and that you can also teach.
Someone that will not hurt me, period.
All right. Now, you need to not focus on the hurt feelings. Because if you focus on not being hurt, then that's what you're going to get. Focus instead on what you desire. Focus on, I want somebody that's going to love me unconditionally, no matter what. And, you know, it's going to be able to provide for me, and I will be able to provide for as well. It's a, you know, a give and take kind of thing. And especially with gay relationships, it's very equal. It's very much, you know, they do one thing, you do another. And it's a very give and take, taking give. And that's why I love them. They're such like a brotherhood relationship as well as an intimate romantic thing. And we should be lucky that we even get the opportunity to experience that and experience something that powerful. Because they really, truly are powerful relationships. And when you resonate in the feelings that you desire to have, then you're going to bring that into your life. I just got off of a conference call a couple minutes before the show. This woman, Debbie Ford, she is excellent. And her sister, I don't remember, I think it might be Veronica Ford, but I'm not sure. She actually created a system that will bring you your soulmate. And she literally set up her life as if she already had that soulmate in her life. She set it up so that she had, you know, a bed made and an extra pillow, and she would buy herself flowers.
Damn, I want to meet this lady. She is.
Oh, my gosh, she's beautiful, wonderful, wonderful people. I'll definitely send you the links.
Yeah, I know.
If you want information about her, and if you're catching it on the archive, her name is Debbie Ford, and you can just Google her, and you'll find tons of stuff about her. I guarantee it. All right, now we need to go back to the forgiveness. You need to forgive yourself. Forgive all the relationships that ate away
at you. I forgive myself. I don't forgive
you.
Everybody else.
Well,
and, this is
okay.
All about me right now because I'm a conceited bitch.
It is all about you. And listen.
Exactly.
I
forgive me. I forgive my heart. I forgive my soul. I forgive everything except everybody else.
All right, now say, I love myself.
I do love myself. I am conceited. You know me. You know I love myself.
It's totally good to love yourself. You need to love yourself. And you have to love every experience that you have had so that you can learn from them and really bring in what...
I did learn from dating Jim and Brandon. Not Brandon. I'm sorry, I never dated you. I was thinking of my ex-boyfriend, Brandon.
Don't
touch me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the other Brandon. You know which one I'm talking about. If I could give you a high five, I would right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I forgive everybody that has hurt me. I have learned. I have learned through my past, but I do not forgive Jim and Tyler.
Well, hopefully one day you will come to
Scratch that. I do forgive Jim because I do talk to Jim now. I do not forgive Tyler. I will never forgive him.
Well, hopefully one day he will do something that will really take you back and you can forgive him and love him and embrace everything that
he
brought. If he
grows up and grows some balls, then he can come talk to me.
15 years old, he's going to be an immature little boy. They all are. Come on.
But the reason why I was attracted to him was because he was more mature than his age. But once I started dating him, freaking everything turned upside down, and he started acting like a little kid again.
Yeah, exactly. It's that thing swings. When you're in the pursuits of a man, they act one way, but then when you get them, they act totally different sometimes. And,
exactly, and I hate that. I hate
that. Yeah, I know. And that's when you know that somebody's been what they want.
Like some fucking, little, immature little bitch. No, I'm for real.
Oh, I know, I feel you. I heard all the stories, I remember.
I am for real as, a popsicle stand, man.
All right, let's do something here. So that we can realign you and bring you into balance, okay?
I know my chakras are already in balance. Well, probably they're not. My heart chakra is probably fucked up right now. I need to go see Lindy.
I'm not talking about that kind of balance. The chakra is definitely your energy system.
I know, but still,
we're going to balance your desires to what your habits are. Now, let me just read this to you.
Okay.
In all relationships, if you can love someone enough to allow them to be exactly what they choose to be without any expectations or attachments from you, you'll know true peace in your lifetime. True love means you love a person for what they are, not for what you think they should be. This is an open mind and an absence of attachment. So when you attach yourself to somebody, it is really setting yourself up for failure because, you can't go without them, you can't live without them. And those are fearful thoughts. Again, fear grasps and love lets go. So when you are not afraid to let go of that loved one, you'll know that they'll always come back just because you love them and you're not afraid and you are just really resonating with what you desire and bringing that into your own life. So, let's see. You have infinite patience, okay? And what this produces is immediate results. Now, infinite patience implies an absolute certainty that what you'd like to manifest will indeed show up in perfect order and exactly on time. The immediate result you receive from this inner knowing is a sense of peace. When you detach from the outcome, you're at peace and you'll ultimately see the fruits of your convictions. So detach yourself from the outcome and just resonate. And, you know, say, I have infinite patience. All right, say this with me or after me. I have infinite patience to receive my relationship that I truly desire.
Wait, hold on. What was all that then?
All right. I have infinite patience.
I have infinite patience.
For the relationship.
Wait, what?
For the relationship.
I have like five people talking to me, and I'm trying to listen to you, and I can't.
All right, that's it. We're almost done. I have infinite patience for the relationship.
I have infinite patience for the relationship.
That I truly desire.
That I truly desire.
Infinite love and gratitude. That is beautiful, Kevin. Oh, my gosh. Everybody send a little heart in the chat room for Kevin so that he knows that he is loved and living in love and embracing and letting go of those past fearful thoughts. I hope that this helps. Oh, people in the chat room, say hi.
hi.
I can tell. I can feel it in your voice. I feel that love coming through. So hopefully it helped a little bit. And now let me remind you, the next week we're going to be doing the present time frame, and we'll be talking about things that we're grateful for. And then the week after that is the future. So make sure you attend both shows.
I will
so
be calling.
Really bring your desires into manifestations on that third show. And I have to remind everybody, on the future show on December 31st, two Thursdays from now, is a new blue moon lunar eclipse. And this happens every so often. So
very magical
show,
day, everybody.
Exactly. So if you come here on the show that day and really bring into fruition what you desire here on the show and we bring it in together, it is going to be absolutely
I guarantee everybody that if they make a wish at 11:11 on the blue moon full blue moon lunar eclipse, I guarantee almost positive guarantee that their wish will come true.
Yes, so make sure you come and attend for that show. It's going to be so powerful. I've already planned some awesome new things, and I started doing some new music too, so maybe we'll get a taste of that as well.
All right, Brandon.
Thank you so much, hon, for calling, and a beautiful call. You really helped set the atmosphere, and we do have another caller. So, again, thank you so much for calling in, hon.
Probably Tony.
It could be. All right, thank you. Have a good night, Kevin.
You too. Love you, hon.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. That was a wonderful call. Oh, my gosh. I definitely hope that we're feeling those great, great, great loving and embracing feelings. Oh, wait a minute. It's still on here.
All right. You can finish it.
Oh, yeah. We can still hear you. I can't keep you off the air.
What?
I can't get you off the air. My switchboard is...
Oh, well, just bring the other person on. I'll still talk. Shit, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, hey, now. Watch your mouth, young man.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
No problem. All right, let's see if this works. Hang on. Oh, my gosh, what's going on? Okay, I don't think he's on anymore. All right, again, thank you. All right, we're going to bring the next caller on. Oh, my ears are ringing. Ooh, I wonder who this is. All right, 440-342. You are on the air. Please tell me your name and where you are calling from this evening. Hang on 1 second. You have not quite made it through yet. My switchboard is acting a little funny. Come on. Bring them through. All right, everybody send me some extra love because this caller is trying to get through. And 1 second. Oh, my gosh, I don't know what's going on. Okay. Let's try and bring him back on again. Oh, hum-diddle, hum-diddle. Come on. Come on. Come on, Blog Talk. Be nice. I love you, Switchboard. Infinite love and gratitude. Oh, system error. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Uh-oh. Why is this happening to me? What is going on? We're losing internet left and right. I don't know what's going on. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Can you hear me, caller? Well, you can probably hear me, but I cannot hear you. All right, bear with me, everybody. Hang on. Oh, Sunfire, are you leaving? Oh, no, you're staying. Good deal. I thought you were leaving. You were saying bye to Reba. Come on. I'm waiting for you to come through 342. Don't worry. Just being a little testy right now. Okay, finally got you through. Hello, 342. How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Tony, I can hear you. How are you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. Oh my gosh, did you hear that whole thing with Reba?
I heard half of it. I came in about, like, 10 till, so I didn't hear it all, but I did hear half of it. But I want to let Reba know, if Reba is listening right now, I want to let Reba know and everybody else that's listening that the reason why he brings what he doesn't want into his life is because he's thinking about it. You think about what you bring about.
Exactly, definitely. I mean, look at where his awareness is. He's like, you know, I hate that. I hate this. I hate that. Well, of course you do, because you're bringing it into your life all the time, not bringing in what you really want. And that's what we were doing. I got him to, you know, love and embrace what he hated. And hopefully now that he recognized that, I think this week will have him thinking a little bit and reflecting. And then
Everybody needs to watch the movie The Secret.
Oh, my gosh. That movie is so powerful. The law of attraction is very true. What you think about, you bring about in your life.
Yeah.
And this principle is definitely highlighted in Dr. Wayne Dyer's book that I just read. Again, Wayne Dyer, definitely check out this author, everybody. It's a very, very good read. All of his books are excellent. So, Tony, in lieu of the past resentment, what do you resent from this past year that you would like to get off your chest and release?
Actually, I don't like to look to the past, and I try not to resent anything or regret anything, so I really can't say that I have any of those feelings.
Really? That's excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, we're not perfect, but there's definitely always, I think there might be always something that you could get rid of, but I believe in you that you are a very spiritual person, and I don't think that you would do anything like that. But if there is, feel free to talk about it, because, you know,
I'm trying to think of any, like,
like, what about
things that I do have things that I wish I would have done differently, but I don't really regret the decision that I made because I made it and it's got me where I am now. So
exactly. So I guess in a sense, just for, you know, speaking purposes, you know, you might resent not making or taking opportunities that came to you. Does that sound kind of right?
Certain ones, yes, but not really so many.
Right, exactly. It's just like some kind of sense of it. So then, of course, you could resent those feelings and, you know, regretting what could have been. But again, you do recognize and you're consciously aware of that it brought you to where you are. And as long as you're happy with where you are now, then of course, that's all that matters.
Exactly. See, I like to look to the past for knowledge and knowledge sake only, so you can learn from what you did.
Exactly, because we're not living in the past. We don't live in the
past.
Exactly,
and you can't change it
right now.
Yeah, you can't change it. So why even, like, want to think about changing it? And then, like, if you even try to change it, it's never the same as it was because you can't change the past. It's a certain moment
in time. I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. Just because, now, when you...
Oh, see, you can make up something, but you can't fix it.
Right. But you can change the feelings of it, and feelings are the only true things that we can count on in this physical world.
But you can't, or you can't change the feelings of the person at that time in life. You can change them later, but cannot
change that time. No way. But you can now, literally now, wherever you are. It could be now, it could be 5 minutes from now, you know what I mean? You can now, and you can change those feelings, and they will literally alter from the past. They'll literally change the feelings of the past. And I feel that sometimes it may have that magical part that literally may even change the past. And so, say you resent the next boyfriend, you hate him, you know, blah, 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 blah. And if you were to love him and embrace him, then, and all the feelings that he made you feel, if he made you feel like shit and broke your heart and all that, then by loving him and embracing him now for what he had to offer, you may change that relationship even in the future for things to come out. So it changes kind of your past feelings as well as brings in new things for your future.
Well, yeah, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, though, because you can change how you feel towards the past, but you can't change what happened at that moment in time.
Exactly, exactly. And what happened at that moment was supposed to happen anyways. You know, it's inevitable.
Exactly, because everything happens. Like, if I don't believe in anything, no matter what happens in my life, if there's one thing I will always believe in, that everything happens for a reason. And it may be a fucked up reason that you can't understand, but there's a reason. And it may happen, like, you may figure out that reason 20 years from now, but there's still always a reason.
Exactly. It doesn't matter when you figure it out, but as long as you know that. And as long as you know that. It is something that was meant to happen for you and hopefully something for you to grow from, as there's always things that you
And see, I say the same thing with magic. Like, I've never had a failed spell ever. And I thought I had one failed spell. A spell? Yeah. I did think I had one failed spell. I think I had talked about that with you at a... past time, but I figured out that spell actually did not fail. Yes, I have never had a failed spell yet. It's just never worked in the direct way I've wanted it to.
Okay. You
like,
know, I
sometimes
find that
it just works perfectly, but no matter what, magic happens for a reason, so however it happens, there's a reason.
Oh my gosh. Exactly. Very true. Tiffany definitely would like to add something. Go ahead, Tiff.
Hi,
Tiff.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. McDonald's was good this morning. I really needed it.
Like, it's funny, like, how I hear, like, all, like, these kids and, like, Reba saying, like, how they regret stuff. But, like, it's funny because, like, I'll ask my parents, like, do you guys regret anything that went on in your life? And, like, they say no. Like, it's funny how, like, when you grow up, you really think about a lot of shit and none of it matters to you at all. Like, you're happy with your life. Like, no matter what, in the end, you'll be happy. Like, I just thought that was, like, amazing to hear my parents say they didn't regret anything.
See, and I've asked my mom the same thing, and she's told me no. And I was like, you didn't regret having me at such a young age? She goes, I did at first while I was pregnant, but afterwards, no. I was like, because she already had my sister before me. So, but, like, at the time. But, like, as it was happening, she changed her thoughts and changed her mind. And it happened for a reason. It was a reason for her.
Exactly.
And my mom, we were in the car like a week and a half ago doing the math. I'm exactly half her age. Like almost down to the exact month. We're like 2 months away, but almost exactly half her age.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, well, since I have you on the line, I did want to mention this again, and I might be having Tony help me with this. I want to start self-awareness classes in lieu of shows of awareness. I wanted to make classes for pretty much beginners entering into spirit and trying to understand their selves and where they come from, as I feel this is a very important thing that everybody should learn. And I think kids should be learning this at a way, way earlier age, because if they knew who they were...
I very, very much concur with that.
Yes, if they knew who they were at an earlier age, they would be able to understand life and really be able to live it much more fulfilled, I think. And kids are definitely the best way to go, because there's always more kids and they're going to be running the future of tomorrow. As
and they absorb. They're like sponges. Kids are like sponges, man. Kids
they're
are like sponges. Kids are like sponges. They absorb everything you teach them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so if they're going to absorb everything, they might as well be absorbing loving thoughts and good thoughts. We need to get them away from the fear. Because we've already, our generation has already put through that, through divorce and, you know, so much shit. Like, there's just so much stuff that our generation has experienced with these fearful thoughts. So it's time to turn that around. So I'm thinking we will do these classes. It's going to be about planets and how they directly relate to you and your life. And then we'll break it down. We'll take it to the science aspect of it and how... this is pretty much almost like godly class, like literally. We'll be doing law of attraction, quantum physics, aligning your behaviors and desires, yoga, meditations, dreams. We'll be doing lucid dreams, hypnosis, self-hypnosis, and then finally, towards the end of the class, we'll be opening up your psychic sense and tuning in much, much more into your intuition. And
granted, and granted, you just said a lot of things, but that's not even like dabbling into any of it.
No, I know. Really, I was thinking about it, and what I have already consists of like hours and hours of classes, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Seriously.
Yeah, dude, I'm working on my because I'm making my priesthood soon, and I have my test coming up, and. One of my requirements after I make my first degree is I have to teach a class.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I've decided to go with Gypsy Magic and Lore for my first class.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, and, like, I'm only supposed to be able to touch on it. I have to teach, like, a 2.5-hour class.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and,
that'll be fun.
Yeah, I have, like, five books
no...
on it. It is.
There's no better way to truly learn something for yourself when you can teach it to another. I stick by that.
Exactly. The best way to learn something is to teach it to somebody else.
Yep, I definitely, definitely agree. And that's,
like, that's how I remember most of my shit. Like, I teach it to somebody else. Like, I teach a lot of my stuff to Reba. Reba's, like, kind of a little disciple of mine. Yeah.
It's so funny because they think that you're helping them, which you truly are, but it's like they don't
Yeah, I'm trying to help them with their things and what they need help with, but I'm like helping myself within teaching myself. I'm remembering it more and learning more.
And you really learn how to apply it to your own life when you can tell somebody else how it applies in theirs. I mean, especially for myself because I'm a projector. So when I notice things that happen with other people, it really brings it into my awareness, and I'm like, whoa, now it makes sense. Oh, speaking of which, do you know what time you were born, Tony? Did we do your chart yet?
We did, but if you want, we can do it again.
Let's do it again. I totally forgot.
Okay, sounds good for me.
That's all my charts. Oh my, I'm so upset. All right, what's your birthday?
11/30/1988, 6:30 p.m. Euclid Hospital, Ohio.
6:30 p.m.
Yep, p.m. Well, it was like my mom said. My mom told me 6:35, but my birth certificate says 6:30.
Okay, and Euclid, you said.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you are a projector. I thought so.
Yeah.
Very intuitive. Oh, my gosh. You have really great center. You have a heart center, which is beautiful. You have some really good, strong connections, but unfortunately, I cannot see everything anymore because I lost the full rights of the program, so I'm going to have to get a new one. But I'll tell you your profile type again. You're the 4-6 profile, which means you're the opportunistic role model. Do you remember this?
Some of it.
Okay.
Like, I remember you telling me I was going to have some problems.
These people are the witnesses of their social environment. They're the great networkers in their immediate community and circle of family and friends. They're seen as friendly and sociable by others. Through observation, they develop good interpersonal skills, and ultimately they must mature into role models of what they have observed that works. So definitely teaching is going to be such a great position for you. Are you going to be teaching people younger or older than you?
Hopefully all ages.
Yeah, everybody in between. Yeah, I feel that. That's definitely going to be so cool.
Yeah, because why stick to one age group when you can do so many more things with so many more minds? Like, I, within my life, being gay and being a pagan and, like, magical and, like, metaphysical as I am, I've actually changed the minds of my grandmother and kind of my grandfather. He's really stubborn. He's like a rock, but it's okay because I am wearing him down. He's actually really good. Now, actually, I did buy him a Christmas present and gave it to him like a few weeks ago because I wanted to give it to him early because they were rocks that helped blood diseases.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, they're like bloodstone, and then there was like a red-horned coral and like some other stuff, and I just gave it to him because I it would like ease my mind to help his like blood diseases, you know. So he's like actually carrying them, and like, because you know you're supposed to carry them with you, take them wherever you go. And he's actually doing it. I'm really surprised he's doing it because like 2 years ago he never would have done that.
Wow, that's
and, like,
crazy. That affects not only just him but yourself as well, and probably others around him.
Yeah, and like my great grandmother and my grandmother. And my great-grandmother is, like, 88 years old. Well, she's been, like, a Catholic woman her whole life. Well, she came to a pagan celebration at my coven when I got initiated into the coven. She was there to support
me.
And, like, yeah, I was, like, so shocked. And I'm like,
wow.
If I could change, like, you know, people of that age, because, you know, older people are, like, set in their ways, you know.
Exactly.
Like, if I can change some of their minds, then why not go for ages of all people?
Exactly. That's a very, very admirable thing, Tony. I very much am grateful that you're doing that and that you feel that. That's a very powerful, strong tool. Well, holy cow, there's only 7 minutes left.
And I just looked at that. I'm like, wait, shit.
It went so fast. Oh, my gosh. Well,
I know. I'm about to dye my hair.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do some little bit of talking here, but thank you for calling in, and hopefully we will be doing some classes and news for classes in the future. Make sure you attend the next shows so that we can kind of bring those into manifestation. All right?
I will. Well, wait, what's next Thursday? Next Thursday is Christmas Eve,
the 24th, Christmas Eve, we'll be doing presents.
Yeah.
Christmas presents, you know, all that fun, punny stuff.
Oh,
funny
I totally forgot to give you that thing I had for you, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago.
I know. Well, I'll hit you up. I'll see what's up.
All right, I'll be here dyeing my hair, so.
All right. Well, thank you again for calling me, Tony. Thank you so much.
All right. Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, take care. All right.
Woo! Woo!
Okay, I am so excited. This is such a successful show. Even though there wasn't that many people, it doesn't even matter. It's going to be archived out the ass. It always is. Everybody always listens to my archives, so that's what I wanted to do tonight, was make sure we had some really powerful things to go off of so that
when other people hear this in the future, they can really resonate with it, not just once, but more than once. We'll do a little bit of update. I did see Bella Rose in here earlier in the chat room, so just getting your name out there, welcome, and thank you for coming through, even though you're not here anymore. It's beautiful of you to show up. And Sunfire, thank you so much for coming in and sharing in this co-creative process with us as we forgive ourselves and love our past and our past year. In lieu of that, oh my God, I love saying that word for some reason. there's some stuff said in the chat room from Charisse. Poor dear, she's losing her voice, and so she decided to share with us in the chat room what was going on. So, let's see, she does resent her debts, her car accident, and her current job. I guess 2009 has been a little bit of a difficult year, and she stated that if it wasn't so horrendous, she wouldn't have grown as a person. So everything happens for a higher good, and it thrusted her to help her re-examine her life. Oh, man, my chat's still going all messed up here. Thrusted her to re-examine her life, and that's how she came to discover all of these wonderful and life-changing concepts. Oh, yes, you did graduate, which is beautiful. That is awesome. So that's definitely something to be grateful for. Graduation is a very, very important time in one's life. And that is something that you can resonate with. Let's see. Oh, yes, that's right. I always forget who the names are. For some reason, I always think it's somebody else. So it's somebody else. And oh, my gosh. Where? Who is who? Who is who? I don't even know. anyways, so with this beautiful past show, I want to forgive myself of any bad shows that I've ever done and hopefully bring into my life new and better ones as I am finishing out this year. I've done a show every Thursday, and I cannot believe it. Like, oh my gosh. I have had some bad shows, so I forgive myself for being unprepared. And I love the bad shows because they really brought into perspective what I should be doing on each and every show and what kind of mentality I need to be in and how aware I need to be. So if I didn't have a bad one, I wouldn't know what to do. And that's what I'm grateful for. I'm so grateful for that. So with all of these remedies and everything, all of these blunders that bring about fearful feelings in our life, you got to remember a few things. One, it's all about realignment. State this, if you want to state it in the chat room, or just say it out loud right where you are. Whatever you desire, if you desire to be a well-being, just well-being, well-being, wow, I just said that so many times, but I meant it in different contexts each time. That's funny. Well, meaning that, you know, you are in perfect health, you are abundant, you're prosperous, you know, everything that you want, and being is what we are. So if you want to be an instrument, it's very powerful. Make me an instrument of thy well-being. Remember to love your addictions, because fighting only weakens them and love empowers. So you love your addictions and you're grateful for them. Love yourself. You know, thank you, God, for this glorious gift. I treasure it, and with your help today, I will begin the process of loving it unconditionally. Remember to remove all shame and live from a new knowing, because your house is truly a body of God. Anything that you all wish to that you desire to bring into your life, you have it. You have it right now. So bring it to you as we let go of the past. Again, next show is going to be focused on the present and what we are grateful for. If you attend, there may be some Christmas presents there, a little specials for you guys if you are here on Christmas Eve. So make sure you tune in for that. And then again, the week after will be the future, what we desire, and really, really taking advantage of the planetary shifts here. There, again, there's a
new blue moon lunar eclipse on the 31st. So we're going to take advantage of that. And I hope to see you all here for the next three shows. Again, if you need to contact me, thedreamteacher@gmail.com. Infinite love and gratitude to you all, and sweet dreams.